Okay, we continue in the seventh parak of Meseches Peah, and today we're going to learn Mishnayos Dalid and Hey. And today we're introduced to a new concept, that of Olulos. Means Olulos is a concept that is another one of the Matnos Aniyim that relates specifically to grapes. So we've already discussed the concept of Peret. Peret is when a individual grapes fall off of a cluster as you're harvesting. Olulos means that there are certain clusters of grapes that are not fully developed, and those entire clusters of grapes that are not fully developed, because they're not really clusters, they're very shvach, those go to Aniyim as well. That's an Oleles, or what we call Olelos in the plural. So normally the way a grapevine the way a grape cluster grows is that there's a thick stem that's at the middle, and then there are bunches of grapes that grow from the top of that thick stem, and then on the bottom of the thick stem there are a lot of individual grapes that grow out of it. So ezuhi Olelos, what type of grape cluster would be considered an Olelos, which is assumed to go to the Aniyim and the Balabais does not get to keep? So kol she'in lo lo chasef v'lo nut. If it's a cluster of grapes that doesn't have a chasef, those are the clusters of grapes that come out toward the bunches of grapes that come out from the top of the stem, nor a notef. Notef means like to be notef, means to drip. So just like if you hold the cluster by the thick stem, the grapes at the bottom look like they're dripping down, or they're drooping down. So those grapes that are dripping from the bottom, those it doesn't have those either. So if you have a cluster of grapes that only has grapes growing out of the top, but it doesn't have branches growing out of the top, and it doesn't have the grapes drooping from the bottom of the cluster, so then that's Olulos, that's considered to be an underdeveloped or undeveloped cluster of grapes, and that goes to Aniyim. But what if it has one or the other? Im yesh lo kasef o natef, then shall balabais. If it has one or the other, it either has the extra bunches growing out of the top of the vine, of the stem, or it has dripping grapes, but not both, so then it belongs to the balabais, it is not olelus. Im safek l'aniyim, but if you're not sure whether something has a din of olelus or not, so then we assume that it belongs to the aniyim. We assume that it goes to the aniyim. How could you not be sure if something is olelus or not? If it follows these halachos, just follow what the halacha is. So that's what the Bartanura writes, Im Safik Shenirim Heshkolos Akhtanos Atlios Besharvit Ki Ilu Shochvos Zualzu Vein Shochvos Yafed Hashavi Safik Imesha Kasef Im Lav, that the cluster contains small bunches of grapes that appear to be resting on one another, but they're not as close together as the bunches on a regular cluster. So that's why we're not sure whether it's considered to have a Kasef or not. So if it's clustered in such a way where we're not sure whether that qualifies as a Kasef, so then the halach is it goes La'anim. La'anim gets to keep the suffix olelos, says the Mishnah Vayter, another law, another halacha about olelos. Olelos sheba arkuva. If you have an olelos on a branch that's fully that has fully developed clusters on it as well, so you have a single branch that has full, real, regular clusters of grapes, as well as olelos growing from it. So im nekretzas me'eshkol, if the olelos is close enough to the real clusters that when you harvest the real clusters, you would cut it all off. Together, you'd cut it all off the whole branch at once. Harei shel balabais. Then that's not olelos. Then the balabais gets to keep it. But v'imlav harei shel anim. If it's so far away from the other clusters that you would harvest it separately, that you would cut it separately, then it goes to the anim. It goes to the poor people. So says the Mishnah further now. What if you have gargir yichidi? You don't have bunches of grapes growing out of the stem. You have individual grapes that grow out of the stem that create a cluster and they rest on each other. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eshkol. Rabbi Yehuda says that's considered a normal cluster. That's not a lelas, and therefore the balabais gets to keep it, because the fact that they rest on each other, that they're close enough to rest on each other, that tells you that that's considered to be a cluster. The Chum Mom Olelos, and the Chum say no, that's Olelos, that's not a real cluster. According to the Chumim, the definition of a Kasef is small bunches of grapes that rest on each other, but over here it's just individual grapes that are resting on each other, it's not bunches of grapes that are resting on each other. Mishnah Hey, Hamadel Begafanim, if a person is thinning out his grapevines, meaning he's taking out some of the vines so that to make room for the other vines to grow in a more effective manner, Because when anything grows too close to one another, they tend to stunt the growth of their neighbors. So sometimes we prune, sometimes we take certain branches off to allow the neighboring branches to grow well. So let's say you're being madal b'gufanim, k'shem shu madal b'toch shalo, k'enu madal b'shalanim. Just like you're going to cut off some of the clusters that you are, that if they would grow normally, you would be allowed to keep. So too, you're allowed to cut off some of those clusters that are olelas, and that really should have gone to the aniyim. But you're allowed to take them, because that's the normal maintenance of your branch. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's how Rabbi Yehuda understands, that even though the aniyim are entitled to the olelas, but the aniyim are no better than a shutaf. And if you had a shutaf that owned the vineyard with you, you'd be allowed to prune as normal. So you're allowed to prune as normal over here as well. Whereas Rameir Omer, Bishalohu Rashai, Ve'in Orashai Bishalanim. Rameir disagrees. He says, no, when it comes to your own stuff, or stuff that you share with another partner, yeah, then you're allowed to prune as normal. But when you're dealing with aniyim, then it already belongs to the aniyim, and you're not allowed to prune off what actually belongs to the aniyim. It's not considered to be your grape. So to summarize, we said in Mishnah Dal, we introduced the concept of olelas, and we said olelas means that it doesn't have a kasef or a nutef. It doesn't have the side clusters nor the dripping grapes. If it has one or the other, then it's not olelos, and if it's a suffix, whether it's olelos, it is olelos. It goes to aniyim. And then we said that if there's a branch that has olelos and other regular clusters, if they're close enough that you chop them all at once, then it goes to the balabais. But if it's not close enough that you would chop them and chop them all at once, then it goes to the ani. We said that a gargar yechidi, if you have individual grapes on top of a cluster, then Rabbi Yehuda said it's an eshkol, and Chum said that it's olelas. That it's Rabbi Yehuda said it's a real cluster, and the Baal Bais gets to keep it, and the Chum say that the ani gets it. And then we learned in Mishnah Hay that when you are pruning a grapevine, you're allowed to take out the olelas along with, as long as you don't exclusively take out the olelos, you take out some of yours as well, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Meir says no. When you're dealing with other people's stuff, when you're dealing with that which really belongs to aniyim, you're not allowed to take off any of the olelos when you are, even though you're doing it in the interest of promoting the proper growth of the produce of your own vine. So we'll stop there. But Hashem, next time we will pick up with Mishnah Vav, with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav.